Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're freaking out. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Hope everyone out there had a great Thanksgiving weekend. Aside from Friday afternoon, which stunk, Eagles go down to the Chicago Bears, have dropped two straight games. And we're at a little bit of a crossroads here once again. We need this offense to figure it out. Defense didn't play well either. Let's discuss it all as the Eagles are at a pivot point entering the month of December. Joining us now, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, how you doing today?
Merrill.
I am doing well. I have already forgotten about Friday. Did something happen Friday?
You know what?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I like your perspective. Let's all just bury it. Let's pretend it did happen. Merrill, it did happen. That was a very frustrating day because the Bears came in here and they pushed them around.
Awful. Awful. Just absolutely awful. But what they have to do at this point really is just say enough is enough. All right, we're starting now. And the next 5 weeks are like playoffs. I mean, they have to go into every game starting next Monday night in Los Angeles and say, all right, it's now or never. I mean, they have to play every game like it's a playoff game and I know they prepare and they work hard all the week and they come in with the right attitude, but they have got to make this each game now has got to be treated like do or die.
Merrill, I agree. And they actually have some experience within this same season of doing this. So they lost the two straight to Denver, where they blew a big lead, and then lost on the short week to the Giants. And they came back, Merrill, after a little bit of a mini bye entering that Vikings game. And they did exactly what you're saying. They played well. They won the next four games, Vikings, Giants, Packers, and Lions. And Merrill, now the question is, can they do it again? Because we've seen this story already once within this season. Do you have confidence they're going to come out starting next week and play better football? Because like you're saying, Merrill, they need to now.
Well, I mean, they can't think about five games. I mean, Nick always says they go with we're 1-0. They've got to play each game individually. And can they go out there and beat the Chargers? Yes, they can beat the Chargers. The Chargers are a team that is they're having their own problems. And now you have a broken hand suffered by their great quarterback Justin Herbert. I don't know if he's going to play or not. He's going to try. But then he can't take a snap under center. Certainly Aaron Rodgers was handicapped yesterday with his left hand and some kind of a device. So it's not going to be Justin Herbert 100% if at all it is Justin Herbert. But even if it is Justin Herbert, they're not a great team this year. And this is a team that the Eagles absolutely should be able to beat.
Well, they're favorite in the game, and I agree with you, Merrill. Even with the Eagles' issues right now, they should be able to find a way to go out there and win a game. We'll see if Herbert plays. He's going to have surgery on that left hand this week, and if not him, it's going to be Trey Lance. Merrill, watching Friday, what struck you the most? I just was blown away by how physical the Bears were and pushed our defense. I mean, I know our offense is just struggling this season, but I was surprised to how the Bears ran the ball down the Eagles' throat on Friday.
Yeah, I was too, and that was reminiscent to me of the game at the Meadowlands where the Giants with Scataboo kept pushing the Eagles wherever they wanted to push them, and the Bears definitely out-physicaled the Eagles. I hated to see that, but they were running downhill, and the Eagles were trying to push back, and the Bears just couldn't be stopped. I mean, whether it was DeAndre Swift or they were with both backs going over 100 yards.
Merrill, when you've been through a lot of these and seen a lot of these different years with Eagles offenses, and it's always the blame game when the offense struggles like this. Is it the coach or the players? When you watch it, what's your perspective on why you think they're struggling so much offensively? We know they have names and they have talent. They have guys that have performed well, very well, in the recent past. But it's a long stretch, Merrill, now where they're just not scoring enough points to comfortably win any game.
I know, and everybody likes to point the finger at the offensive coordinator and the play calling. Play calling is important, but it's not the end all. It's the execution. It's all one, as you said, at the line of scrimmage. It's out physicaling the other team. Yeah, you can get a creative play here and there that works, but basically it's about the guys on the field really coming forth with their best effort and their best performance and just taking it to the other team.
Merrill, let's end with this. How seriously are you taking the Cowboys right now? Because there's two parts to this. One, the Eagles are struggling, which is obvious. But 3 weeks ago, we would have said, all right, if they drop a couple games, it's okay because they have a huge cushion. Well, that cushion is disappearing by the week. Dallas is on a heater. They're going to play Thursday night in Detroit. They're only a game and a half back now. Merrill, how seriously do you take the Cowboys as we come down the stretch?
Well, they're serious. I mean, they're playing really well right now, but I don't think it's impossible for them to lose at Detroit. I think the Lions are fighting for their playoff lives, and they're at Detroit, so I don't think this is a given for the Cowboys. I mean, I would think that the Cowboys are the better team right now than the Lions, but I think for one night, the Lions could push them around.
I agree with that, and that's going to be a huge game. I'll be locked in and watching that on Thursday night. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on. Hopefully, better vibes next time we have one of these conversations, and we'll talk to you as we get ready for the game Monday against the Chargers. Thank you, Merrill.
Have a good one, Merrill.
I agree, guys. It's just the Eagles can't be thinking about the Cowboys right now. They just have to concentrate on what they have to do and be prepared to play their best football week from tonight.
No question. Thank you, Merrill. Have a great week. We'll talk next time.
See you guys. See you.
Hey, have a good one.
There he goes. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. So Merrill mentioned it there. We hadn't got to in the first hour, Hugh. We may be getting a big break next Monday. So Justin Herbert's going to have surgery on his non-throwing hand today. Mm-hmm. The reports are saying that he expects and wants to play. We'll see next Monday night. If I'm the Chargers, I wouldn't play him.
It's not on his throwing hand, right?
It's not throwing hand.
Yeah, he gonna play.
I don't know. So they play on a short week the following week in Kansas City against the Chiefs. If I'm them, like, why am I putting him out there Monday?
Because you're gonna. It's not a non-throwing hand,
right? But he can't take snaps under center.
Yeah, because it's. I'm trying to figure out how
he's gonna have
do
a
that.
Pin in his hand on.
Okay,
surgery.
A pin. Oh, so that might be something different. I didn't know it was a pin. Yeah, that might be something different.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, he might try to cut it out.
He'll probably start the game. He probably won't finish it.
I think we're going to see Trey Lance next Monday. It could be a gigantic break for the Eagles.
Well, a break for our defense.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Doesn't mean we're going to score any points.
Yeah, it's kind of the whole thing.
I know it is. All right, 215-592-9490. Let's go back to the phone lines here in Combo-Con. Looking for bad combos. Best answer we get today wins our qualifying prize for Combo-Con. This is all, of course, Sirianni and Petullo. Pretty bad offensive combination right now on the coaching staff for the Eagles. David in Drexel Hill is up. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. I can't even enjoy being mad at the Eagles because I almost feel like I got to defend them and take away from me being mad at them.
Why are you defending
them? You don't have to.
You don't have to defend them. They play like crap.
But because y'all blowing it up bigger than what? Think about this.
No.
They played Dallas,
bigger
right?
Bigger than what?
Yeah. Yep.
Bigger than what?
No, Hugh, can I get this out? Because it's important. They played Dallas. Everybody bragged about what Zach did, right, in the game, right? Him and Jalen almost got identical stats.
You mean
stats.
Dakota. Dak. You talking about Dak.
Oh, stop.
I mean, David. Dak is playing at a
Didn't
far higher. I don't care about the stats. I don't care about the stats. Who's playing at a higher level, Dak or Jalen?
Our team messed up in that game. They had 14 penalties, 3 turnovers, and our field goal kicker. We only lost by 3 points. Our field goal kicker missed.
What about the game on Friday, David?
What did AJ do the first 2 darn plays of the game?
What did he do the first 2 darn plays, Joe? What did he do?
So are you defending the Eagles, or are we defending Jalen? What do you want to do here?
I'm
going
to defend Jalen, because you would need a lawyer if you defended him. He would just stop.
What? David, what did I do? What did I do
because
that you didn't hear?
Here's what you're doing when you defend Jalen. You don't talk about the mistakes of the team. You always say the offensive line, this and that, but it always goes back to Jalen.
Here we go. David, seriously. Wait a minute. David, what can I ask you this question? And I'm dead ass serious when I ask you. What radio show are you listening to? Because you can't be listening to this one. But, David, you can't be listening to this one.
Them, but it always goes back to the same thing. Jalen overthrew this man. You had two men open. Did y'all watch that?
He stunk Friday.
Who said anything about Jalen's individual performance this morning? Did anything come out of my mouth?
No, you actually let him off the hook today.
I'm talking about you defend him good, but I'm saying you don't do it good enough.
Wait a minute. We got to talk about this. We got to talk about this.
Get him, David.
I don't defend him good enough, Dave. What does that even mean?
Because it's always a but.
What you mean? What game are you watching, Dave? Like, seriously, Dave.
This is where I get irritated today.
Where is it that I'm absolving Jalen from what his mistakes are? And why is it not good enough that I'm trying to throw him a lifeline? Tell me that, David.
No, you're supposed to, Hugh, but can
what
I
you
ask
mean,
you a
why
question?
Am I supposed to? No, Dave, let's talk about this. Wait a minute, Dave. I want to talk about this because this really burns my biscuits. You said I don't defend him good enough. I don't defend him. How don't I not defend him good enough, Dave?
Because he's a Super Bowl winning champion.
Time out, David. We've done this before. We gotta stop. Like these are ridiculous sentences we just throw out to defend ourselves or our own point. David, who cares that he won the Super Bowl last year if he's playing poorly now? How is that germane to the topic?
When I tried to prove my point why he's not playing as poor as y'all saying. And it's the offensive
When you watched the game on Friday, when he went 19 of 34, he turned the ball over twice. He missed open wide receivers. What in that is to you like, oh, it's not that big of a deal? He stunk.
No, it's not that it's not that big of a deal.
He stunk.
That's my point. It stunk, but y'all trying to act like it's the whole season.
No, we're talking about the game on Friday.
David,
he stunk.
You're the one that brought up the Dallas game.
But
man.
We can agree. I wanted to bring up the Dallas
Lord
game to prove my point. And if
this
you talk about the game yesterday, AJ and them was playing horrible. Our running back, didn't he just drop a ball, went right through his hands?
Sure did.
You know, why is it that my grandson, who's only 9, can predict what the first play of the game going to be when they get the ball? The running back's going to run up the middle, Grandpa. And I know you heard me say it 1,000 times, but he see it too.
But David, why do you feel the need to defend Jalen Hurts? Stop. Why do you feel the need to defend the quarterback? All I hear from everyone is, Joe, when they win, he's...
All right, you go ahead. The exact reason why is because the offensive coordinator and the coach is running this team. They're designing the plays.
So when the play is open and there's two wide receivers that can walk in for a touchdown and Jalen doesn't hit either in the hands, that's Petullo's fault?
Yes.
But he threw the one and overthrew. But guess
what?
But
stop. Now, when there's two wide open receivers for a touchdown and Jalen misses, didn't see one, and misses the other he throws to, that's the coach's fault.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
Jalen overthrew him. But now can I close and ask you this? Because Hugh said he was watching football all Sunday. Hugh, how many other quarterbacks do the exact same thing? Because I watched Patrick Mahomes' game, and they said he was playing great. He overthrew the receivers. One man was
the same
wide
guy.
Open. 10
same
feet
guy.
From him, he threw the ball into the ground.
David, what are you asking me? Like,
what
seriously,
what are you asking me? Why come they can stink, Hugh? And everybody say they play good.
Can I ask you a question? Why when Jalen has a bad game, I can't call it out, though? Because that's what you're kind of saying.
No, Hugh.
No, I'm asking you a question, David.
I understand exactly why you're saying.
No, but David, you started off this conversation talking about I don't defend him good enough. So
exactly.
why is it that I have to defend him? Okay,
that's not bad.
It's cool.
I respect you and like your opinion.
No, it's
but
cool.
But the coaching staff stink here.
That's right.
The offensive line stink.
Everyone
the
but
running
Jalen.
Back's not doing it. And let me ask you, no, Jalen played bad. My
oh,
wife
but it only took us 6 minutes to get there. It just took us 6 minutes for you to say it.
No, y'all missed it if you go back and listen to the call.
I'm not going to do that.
And listen.
It was brutal.
Once is more than enough today, David.
So let me ask you, in closing.
Okay.
If Jalen Hurts next week throws, say, let's say for 40 points and we win the game, what do you think people are going to say?
Oh, he threw for 40 points and won the game.
Well, first
no,
of all,
you, it's the people around him.
No, David. If he plays well, he gets credit. When he doesn't, he doesn't. Like, this is just a what about call. This is what this is. What about this guy who turned the
Not
ball over?
Really.
It is. No, every time Jalen comes up, it's, well, what about this guy also had an interception? David, I don't give a crap. If I'm doing radio in Kansas City and Patrick plays poorly, I'll say Patrick played poorly. If I'm in Buffalo and Josh Allen turns the ball over five times, I'll say Josh Allen played like crap. We're in Philadelphia. This is like the kid that comes home who got in trouble and said, well, the other kid in class did the same thing. I'll tell my kid that I don't care about that other kid. I care about your behavior. He is a $50 million quarterback. And I said 40 minutes ago, can someone today tell me something he's doing well right now on the field? So far, zero.
Isn't he passing for more yardage now?
Oh, my God,
y'all
David.
Wanted to see him throw more?
David.
Didn't everybody say, throw more, Jalen? Throw more, Jalen? He threw for almost 300 yards against Dallas.
Played so well.
And they lost.
Yeah, they didn't score for 42 minutes. Played great.
But why didn't they score? That's what you don't want to hear.
You tell me. You tell me. You're the one that wants to dance around it. It's probably Kevin Betullo and Sirianni and the O-line and Saquon. Just not doing
it. Three turnovers, and a field
and
goal kicker missed a field goal for three.
Everybody
and
else.
You're blaming that on Jalen?
Yep. Everybody else's fault. David, what do you got for us? Bad combination.
I'm going to go with Embiid and Ben Simmons.
I like that one, David. You saved the call at the end. It's a good one.
Finally, a good point.
These don't have to be sports combinations. You could do that, but they could be any combination that you think is bad. 215-592-9494. I just got to say, after a whole offseason of Jalen Hurts as a winner, Jalen Hurts wins. Like, is he a loser right now? How does this work?
I didn't say he's a loser, Joe.
No, I'm not saying you, but I'm trying
to get... Well, you don't defend him good enough.
I'm just trying to get into the head of everyone who told me, Joe, he's elite, he wins. Joe, he's elite, he wins. So do those same people think he's a loser right now? Or if maybe we've just been missing the story the whole time, that he's okay. Not playing his best right now, obviously, but when everything's not right around him, the whole thing just falls apart. Like, can we just be honest about this? 19 to 34 with two turnovers, and he missed a wide-open guy for a touchdown. He was the biggest reason they lost the football game. I don't know what to tell you guys. And we got, filibusters here by David for 10 minutes about, well, Matthew Stafford turned the ball over twice yesterday. Patrick Mahomes turned it over. As if I care.
Mm-hmm. Stafford, who, by the way, went, 28 touchdowns between interceptions?
He threw picks yesterday, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, well.
So he stinks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody's above criticism. I know there's an underlying narrative of all this. I get that. But my job here is to tell you what I see. And a lot of times, y'all not going to like it. I'm sorry if you don't like it, but I'm going to be honest about what I see, because I get a lot. And this is the most tiring thing that I get. People in my inbox telling me I'm doing this, that, and the third. I call it like I see it, whether it makes you feel good or not. So if it doesn't make you feel good, I don't know what to tell you, but it's going to be the same from Monday to Friday.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put up a poll. Does Hugh defend Jalen well enough?
I'm sure that'll go well.
Listen, and that's the main reason why I was dead ass serious about not coming to here.
Because you really thought you could take the Monday off after
a loss? Listen, if I would have called Rod and said that, Rod was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But seriously, man, it's and again, I'm going to say this. Yeah. For all those who say I don't defend him enough, it's not all his fault. But he's culpable in some of this.
You know what I just thought about, Kyle? The last time the Eagles lost back-to-back games, Hugh was conveniently out that Friday after they lost the Giants. You know what, maybe...
Not somebody's not built for this.
Are you built for two losses in a row?
I'm built for it. Man. Okay, it's just that. It's just
this
that.
Guy was on the Jets. I mean,
he's built for 13 losses in a row.
No man, listen. There's a lot. Like this is the best part about having so much time to think about this, because a lot of times we're knee jerk in the way that we react to this. Now, Jalen had a big part of the loss, but when you talk about the way this team lost, defense didn't play well at all. Offensive line didn't play well at all. It was everything. The coaching staff, to me, is an arrogant group of individuals that saw this and talked about this week. Like, what has been the narrative for the last 6 weeks in Philadelphia? The offense and the offensive woes. You know what this is? Chickens coming home to roost. Mm. And now everybody's coping with this, and they're trying to point fingers at one individual. This is not a one individual thing. It hasn't been since the beginning of the season. But here's the problem, is that when you talk about one part of it or another part, people get in their feelings, right? It's been a little bit of everything. So now today is the day where everybody want to act like they're right. No, you're not right. You're not right about what you're thinking. It's everything, like we've been saying for the last couple of weeks. See, it's everything.
It is everything. I think we have to – there's two parts to this. There's what happened Friday, and then there's the offense for the season. And
yes.
If we're being fair, I do not think Jalen's the only reason they've struggled
and
this year.
And he's not.
He's not. The offensive line is stunk. They can't run the football. I think I said last week the biggest issue with the offense as a whole this year for me is they can't run the ball. For Friday, though, from the way I watched the game Friday, I thought Jalen was the biggest reason they lost the game, along with Sirianni. They were the biggest culprits Friday. So that's it. I mean, if you take that, you want to be sensitive about it, that's fine. But that's what I thought on Friday. For the season, it's everything. They can't block. They can't run. They can't throw. I mean, it's part of the reason why they're one of the worst offenses in the NFL. I mean, that is what it is. You don't get to the bottom of the league. Like, look at the teams at the bottom. The Saints, the Jets. You don't get there by one thing. You get there by seven or eight. They have them all. It just was startling Friday that the quarterback, who is paid handsomely to be at least a top 10 guy, looked that bad. He was bad.
It was a bad day.
It was a bad day. Let's go to Pete, who's up on WIP. Hey, Pete.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pete, what's up?
I just want to say one thing that really bothered me. I think a big part of the problem is there's no emotion. Like, you're not playing well. Like, when you're on the sideline, Jalen is just sitting there, like, throw something. Kick, I don't know, like, get mad. Like, I don't know, like, show me something, I guess, you know, like that you're into the game. I think they got the Super Bowl and they got the payday and that's it. Like, it just doesn't seem like they care, you know?
They do. There is like there's a malaise over them, Pete. I feel it too. So, and I'll give you one player. I feel it more than any. Saquon looks to me a little bit less hungry than he has in the past. It just looks like he's just kind of going through the motions. And I don't know why. I don't know what's going on with him. If it's maybe wear and tear, maybe it's physical, maybe it's – I have no idea. But, Pete, he's just not playing like the same guy he was last year.
There's just no heart. Like, there's no fight, I guess. I don't know. Like, even the coaching. Like, so, you know, you got – I mean, this is a couple games here now. I mean, we're defending champions at home. Like, come on, man. Like – I don't know. Just show me something. I think, you know.
Yeah. Well, they have to. I mean, now we're at the point, like Merrill said a few minutes ago, where it's time. Like they have to fix this immediately. Otherwise, this thing's going to spiral out of control. All right, Pete, what do you got for us? A bad combination.
I don't really know. I'm a big fan of Everybody Loves Raymond. How about orange juice and bologna?
Orange juice and bologna. Pete, a brief phone call.
Yeah, I can't picture that being good.
I can't either. I mean, bologna. When was the last time you had bologna, Hugh?
It's been a while.
Yeah, like days or weeks, like, months?
It's been a while, like some years. Years. Like with the bologna cut, fried bologna cut in the side.
Yeah. That's
with some mayo.
When I was a kid, bologna and cheese was the go-to. That was,
yeah, it's the goat.
Yeah, that was the goat. I haven't had a bologna in probably decades. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. Oh, we'll keep the conversation going. Reaction to the loss on Friday. Blame game. For me, it's on two people Friday. Sirianni doesn't have this team ready. He doesn't have the answers right now. The offense stinks. And I thought Jalen played one of his worst games of his career Friday. He was bad in that football game. Where do you come down in terms of blame? And the panic level. I mean, I'm panicking. We're going the wrong way entering the final month of the season. Plus, some troubling reports about the offense. Oh, this should be interesting to unpack here. And why they aren't doing some of the things, specifically the quarterback run game that we've been calling for. That's up next. Your phone calls plus CombOcon. Give us a bad combination. Could be anything that you put together like, that's a bad combo. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we've eaten the turkey, and we've watched the game. You know what? At this point, if you're still eating leftovers, let's be honest. You need to throw them leftovers away. So this is what I suggest you do. You go to the store, and you get you some Recipe Essentials sweet Italian sausage, and make you a breakfast casserole. Whip up a breakfast casserole, people, for the people that want to have that Thanksgiving feeling. So good, the whole family will enjoy itself, and they'll have reminiscences, or they'll be reminiscing about that Thanksgiving dinner that you had. So for store locations and recipe ideas, hit up simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better port.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.